Thank you. And the next reader will be Sarah Williams Devereaux. Sarah?
Thanks, Dad. Thank you again to everyone for being here and for the invitation. This one is called Search and Rescue. When you wander in the unlit woods, when you stray too far from your own path, remember the knapsack of history that lives on your back. The stories that are yours and yours alone to carry. These joys, these disasters, these wild hurricanes of love and relief, they are flint and tinder to spark fire, iodine tablets to treat foul water, as light and warm as silver space blankets. Swiss Army knives with millions of blades, hatchets and fishing line, field guides to the plants of your soul, to distinguish between the poisonous and the medicinal. A first aid kit, a flashlight, a flare gun to signal the rescuers who are yourself, a helicopter on the third day of being lost, rope dangling in the whipping wind, a voice crying out, "Grab it, you're safe now, we'll pull you up, and up, and up, past the old trees into the new white light." That piece included a reworking of a phrase from a wonderful author named Jen Cross. This one, I ended up writing most of it after the election, and this is called The Bones of It, November 9th, 2016, and it's after Judy Baca's Danza de la Tierra mural, 2009. Excuse me. Our music is gone, our city aflame, the faces of our families fading in the dirt. In the distance, the men with stones. Yet we dance, wide skirts swirl, brown arms solid, spinning rainbows around us, hearts open to the sky, eyes open to each other. Bare feet step, entwine with earth. The cacti still grow, the desert still blooms, the sky still explodes at dusk and dawn. Our hands still echo through the night, holding all that is real, loving all that is life. This one is called What Should Have Been. She is birch brown with three pigtails. She is 6 years old. She is safe and protected. She is seen and heard. She wants to break out of the picture. She is a shattering with a very large hammer. She is a shifting, a breaking of the sound barrier, a bolt of lightning wrapped in silk. She is skinned of knee, purple of dress. She is defended. She is indigo. She is dancing. She is 6 years old. She is unbroken. This next one is called Pando. And for anyone who's sort of a biology, earth history geek. Pando is also known as the trembling giant and is an 80,000 year old clonal colony of a single quaking aspen tree. It's considered to be a single organism. So imagine a forest, but it's one tree. It's located in Utah and it's one of the oldest living organisms on Earth. Pando. We are the ocean tapeweed, the creosote plant, the quaking aspen who lived alone for so long, longed for love so much, It copied itself over and over to infinity. Got so big and so old, we forgot our separate fruits were from the same tree. Our fruits and leaves dropped off, died, but our roots never did. Pulling on each other, even now, in the midst of this great dying. If only we dug a little deeper, a little wider, trembling together, even now, even now. What? Oh. Yeah. This is my microphone now. No. This one's called Star Stuff. No story's ever finished. Even the Big Bang will live for eternity, expanding, collapsing, restarting in a flash of wrinkled fire. Where do the stars come from? Created by X. Where did X come from? From Y, from Z, from infinity. That original mystery, the long chain of cause and effect. Wells fed by rivers, fed by lakes, fed by glaciers, fed by snow and rain and the water in our breath. The more I learn about the universe, so broad, so vast, the closer I feel to every all there is, was, will ever be. All of us on different planets, staring off into the past, calling to each other across endless time, like neighbors in houses shouting across the street from open windows, pulling laundry off the lines, music rising through the alley as we walk across the way to front stoops to dance a little, say hello, share some iced tea and conversation. Thank you.